This is Earth and Sky. Cheetahs are the most ancient of the big cats. They've been on Earth for 4 million years.
But fewer than 15,000 cheetahs are left, and they're tough to breed in captivity. In the 1980s, it was hoped genetic testing would show why. That's when an African game park sent blood samples from 70 cheetahs to Dr. Stephen J. O'Brien at the Laboratory of Genomic Diversity in Maryland. The test results were hard to believe. Every cheetah was genetically identical.
There was no diversity at all. And so I had actually commented to the veterinarian who had collected this material that perhaps he was trying to trick the lab scientist by simply collecting a single cheetah and splitting up the sample into 70 different tubes.
All the world's cheetahs are thought to be as genetically alike as identical twins. With no genetic diversity, they suffer the costs of inbreeding, susceptibility to disease, genetic defects, and reproductive abnormalities such as low sperm count.
Scientists believe the cheetah barely survived a mass extinction 12,000 years ago by the inbreeding of a few closely related survivors. Cheetah conservationists are now working on ways to enhance breeding through artificial insemination and in vitro fertilization. Thanks today to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.